everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
Called the, quote, best preacher in the family by one of this world's most beloved evangelists and her father, Dr. Billy Graham, Anne Graham Lotz speaks around the globe with the wisdom and authority of years spent studying God's Word. The New York Times named Anne one of the five most influential evangelists of her generation, having been profiled on 60 Minutes with appearances on Larry King Live, The Today Show, and Hannity Live, just to name a few. Her Just Give Me Jesus revivals have been held in more than 30 cities, 12 different countries, and to hundreds of thousands of listening ears waiting to hear the hope and life-giving restoration she found in her search to please that audience of one. Whether a delegate to the Davos Economic Forum, a commentator to the Washington Post, or a groundbreaking speaker on platforms throughout the world, Anne's aim is clear: to bring revival to the hearts of God's people, with a call to bring people into a personal relationship with God through His Word. Would you welcome with me today, an incredible honor indeed, award-winning author of numerous books, her classic, Just Give Me Jesus, and her latest, Expecting to See Jesus, and first-ever children's book, Heaven, God's Promise to Me, founder and president of Angel Ministries and Just Give Me Jesus Revivals, and my very special guest, evangelist Anne Graham Lotz. Anne, welcome to Testimony.
Jensine, thank you. What an incredible introduction. I feel very humbled by that. Almost hard to recognize myself.
Well, you have done all of that and more, Anne. It's an incredible honor to have you here with us today in our first segment, Anne. You've had many hardships along the way, hardships I know our listening audience can relate to, and especially today. I would love for you to talk about some of those hardships, especially an 18-month period you went through, how you came to faith in Jesus, and how you overcame the whys of your life amidst arguably one of the most famous evangelical families of our time. You're the second daughter of Billy Graham and sister to Franklin Graham. Anne, would you please tell us your story?
So sweet you add that last thing, the sister of Franklin Graham. That's a problem in itself. But we have five, I have four siblings, so two sisters and two brothers, and we're all very strong-willed and full of ourselves, and but Mother raised us to, as we fought with each other, but then we sort of circled the wagons when other people attacked one of us, you know, so it's an interesting family that I just thank God for. But anyway, it's hard to open up just with struggles, you know, because God has been so good to me. And whenever He allows you to go through something difficult, in fact, I was telling a friend this morning, if you cling to Him and let Him work out His purpose in your life, it makes you stronger. You know, you can't really be a person of strong faith and strong character if nothing bad ever happens, if you never have any struggles. It's like when I was young, I lived in western North Carolina, and we lived on a mountain, and would go up to the ridge, and on the ridge, the trees were either on the ground or they were huge. The biggest trees grew on the ridge, and I was asking my mother, you know, why is this so? And she said it's because there was nothing on the ridge to break the wind. So a tree either couldn't take the wind, the fierceness, or it grew really strong. So struggles, God allows, they're actually blessings in disguise, because they allow you, if you allow Him to work out His purpose through those struggles, they actually make you stronger and richer, and you become a better person because of them. So you alluded to an 18-month period that was very difficult in my life, and that was, I guess, about 15 years ago. And within that 18-month period, all three of my children got married within an 8-month period of each other, so that all of a sudden I was in an empty nest. My son was 28. He was diagnosed with life-threatening cancer, went through surgery and major, the radiation that followed. Mm-hmm. My mother had five life-threatening hospitalizations within 10 months, and I would go up and spend the night with her and come back. And my husband's dental office, where he'd practiced 35 years, burned to the ground. A hurricane devastated our property. It took us a year to dig out from all the mess. And I was still speaking and traveling and writing, and it was just any one of those things would be enough, but when it was compressed within that 18-month period, I just felt I was going under, you know. And so I cried out to God, and I told him I didn't want to escape what I was doing through taking drugs or drinking alcohol or things that people do. I didn't want to take a vacation where you'd get physically rested but come back to the same circumstances. I didn't want to quit what I was doing. I didn't even ask God to give me a miracle. The cry of my heart was just, give me Jesus. And I wanted a fresh encounter with Jesus. I felt like I needed personal revival. I needed God to do something on the inside of me to help me overcome these struggles. And so I turned in the Gospel of John. I don't know how that happened, but I just, when I look for Jesus, I look into my Bible. So I went to the Gospel of John, and I studied the encounters that Jesus had with people. And when I did that, I felt that I had my own personal encounter, and he gave me a fresh encounter with himself. And then he just opened my eyes and showed me that if Ann Graham Lotz, Billy Graham's daughter, could have a desperate heart's cry for a fresh encounter with Jesus, there are probably a lot of other people out there who needed the same. And so in the year 2000, after several false starts, I offered Just Give Me Jesus Arena Revivals targeting women. And so, as you said in the introduction, we've had this for now 13 years in 12 different countries, 35 cities, and found out that there are women all over the world that have that same heart's cry. They just don't know how to have it answered. And God has allowed me, I think, to go through that struggle. That's just an illustration of what we were just talking about, where he has allowed me to go through that struggle so that I'm stronger and I'm more vibrant in my faith, but he can also use the struggle I've been through to help other people in their struggles.
Now, that is just so remarkable. I was so struck in reading portions of your story and watching you in other interviews. You are married. Your husband's a dentist. You have three children, and you feel like you're falling away from God. You delve into the Word. You want someone to teach a Bible study. They don't do it. You do it. And 12 years later, hundreds are listening to your teaching, your Bible study, and from that, you started your ministry, Angel Ministries. And you didn't want to just be a voice known and associated with your father. You wanted to have your own voice. You talk about the audience of one, which makes you so relatable, Anne. You're not, and none of us are, perfect people. You were a preacher's kid and are a preacher's kid. So talk a little bit about how difficult that is, having to be in a fishbowl, and what you did to overcome that.
Well, you know, that was an experience I had a long time ago, and actually I was, I can remember exactly, I was 17 years of age. I was in California at a leadership training institute, and everybody there had an idea of what Billy Graham's daughter should be like, you know, who my friends should be, how I should dress, how I should talk. And so I would try to please this group and then please that group, and every group I was with, I'd try to adapt to what I thought they expected of me, until I was so bound that I actually ended up in tears. And I just told God I couldn't do this anymore. You know, I couldn't keep pretending. I felt like a chameleon, where I just kept changing my colors or my character, my personality with whoever I was with. And I just decided right then and there I would stop it, and I would stop living my life for the opinions of other people, and I would start living for an audience of one. And if and meaning the one, meaning Jesus. And if he was pleased with my life, then I knew my parents, my grandparents, people I love most would be. Some people might not understand, but you can't please everybody anyway, you know. And so I was 17 years old when I made a life-defining decision. And it doesn't mean that from time to time I'm not stung by criticism or other people, what they say or they don't understand. You know, I still have those kinds of issues, but that no longer drives me. And I'm no longer trying to live my life for the acceptance or approval of other people. And I just want to be authentic. I want to be real. So if you see me on a platform, if you see me in the grocery store, if you see me cleaning my house, I'm the same person. You know, I could be dressed a little differently, but I am who I am. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm not as cordial, as friendly, as nice as I ought to be. Other times I am, but what you see in me is who I am, and I'm not pretending. In other words, I want God to transform me from the inside out so that as I grow in my faith and grow in my relationship with Him, then you're going to see something of His character in me, and I don't have to put it on. You know, I'm just who I am. And so that's a very freeing decision. And that was before, of course, way before I got on platforms. And I'm so thankful because so many times, like at the International Congress for Itinerant Evangelists that I've spoke at three times, in 83, 86, 2000, the audience was primarily international men's conference because it was for evangelists and pastors. And I was the only woman mm-hmm. to give a plenary address at all three congresses, and the people on the platform were the who's who of the evangelical world. So you would have a Chuck Colson, a John Stott, my father, people like that on the platform, and then you've got all these evangelists and pastors in front of you, and I could stand up with a deep peace and assurance that God had given me a message, and I would deliver it to the best of my ability, trying very hard not to get in His way. And how people responded was not my aim. You know, my aim was not to be invited back. It was not to please the audience. It was just to be faithful, to deliver the message that God had put on my heart. And God enabled me to do it. And the neat thing, Jensine, was that that message, all three times, the evangelist voted the number one message that was given. And I think it's because it was a message from God through His Word, and I just happened to be the messenger.
Amen. And through your heart as well, Anne, because, you know, as part of your testimony, you started this Bible study, and I think you mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that your father was not so keen on a woman teaching, but you were determined to follow God, so you just went ahead, and then all of a sudden, one day, you look up, and in the audience, there he is.
Yes. Yeah, that was, I'll never forget that morning. Actually, it was my mother and my father. They both disapproved, because, you know, my mother's generation, you serve the Lord by staying home, raising the family so the husband could go out and do what he did, which is what my mother did. That was her call. But I felt God's call on my life was different, and it was to teach this Bible class. And so they just didn't approve. So I think it was my third year they came and showed up in class. And they saw 500 women there studying the Bible, heard me not talking about myself, but presenting the Word of God, and they just did an about-face. And from that moment forward, they became two of my biggest supporters and encouragers.
So, and Anne, how old were you at that time when that happened?
I started the class when I was 27, so I would have been 30, I guess.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well, we have just a few more remaining moments in our next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Evangelist Anne Graham Lotz. You can learn more about her story by going to www.annegrahamlotz.com. We are going to be talking more with Anne in our next segment regarding her upcoming revival, Just Give Me Jesus, to be held in Augusta, Georgia, September 21 and 22 of 2012, and learn how you can be part of this history-making event live and via simulcast. And I want to thank you for being with us today in this segment. I look forward to bringing you back on and getting your thoughts on some of the critical issues that face us today in America. God bless you, and we look forward to speaking with you next week on Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. I look forward to talking with you.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony. In the year 2000, she launched life-changing revivals called Just Give Me Jesus. These revivals would be born out of her own personal pain and life-altering circumstances,
with the purpose of giving renewed faith, restoration, and hope to all who may be asking why, as she once did, and to all who want a deeper and more meaningful relationship with the God they serve, no matter who your parents might be, and in her case, Dr. Billy Graham. Her award-winning and now classic Just Give Me Jesus is one of the many books this award-winning author and daughter of beloved and renowned evangelist has written. Her conferences have filled stadiums across this nation and around the world, including Seoul, South Korea, London, England, Cardiff, Wales, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Oslo, Norway, just to name a few. And her upcoming Just Give Me Jesus in Augusta, Georgia, to be held this year at the James Brown Arena, September 21 and 22, is a must-attend, and now all can, through the beauty of the web and first-ever simulcast of this event. Would you welcome with me today, a great honor indeed, from her offices in North Carolina, founder and president of Angel Ministries, award-winning author, speaker, and the evangelist her father calls, quote, the best preacher in the family, Ann Graham Lotz. Ann, welcome back to Testimony.
Jensine, thank you for having me back. It's a delight to talk with you.
Well, I loved our first segment, and I look forward to getting into this segment for our audience today. You talked about in our last segment a lot of what God has done through your life, the struggles that you had to overcome, and your willingness to be what God wanted you to be for the audience of one, for Him alone. This week, Ann, I would like for you to tell our listeners more of your story and why your revivals, Just Give Me Jesus, are more important now than ever before. Ann, would you please tell us more?
Yes, I'm so thankful for some of the struggles I've had in my life, because that just helps you focus, doesn't it? You know, it grows you strong in your faith, and it strips away some things that just are secondary issues, that it just brings you back to basics. And so in my life, I have had those struggles, and I've had a heart's cry for a fresh encounter with Jesus. God has given me that through the study of His Word, and then He's just made me aware there are other people out there also who have that heart's cry, but they perhaps don't know how to articulate it. And life can be just pressure-packed, and if you don't have pressure, it can just be filled with responsibility, and one day after another, women used to be stay-at-home moms, but now they've added a career, they've added email and Twitter and Facebook and, computers, cell phones. It's just made our lives so busy, 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 busy. And right. And if we're not careful, the busyness overtakes us, and we don't pay attention to what's most important. And I think the most important thing in life is our relationship with God. It's our faith. And in particular, women, we need to be strong in our faith so that we can be a strength to our children, our neighbors, our husbands, our churches, our co-workers. A lot of people draw from us, and if we're not strong in our faith, then we're not going to be who we need, not only for ourselves, but for other people. And just looking at the world situation today, Jensine, I'm just, I stand almost with my mouth open, because we're imploding so fast. Mm-hmm. And my friend Joel Rosenberg has written a New York Times bestseller entitled Implosion, and he articulates in that book so well and so clearly what's happening in America. And we are watching our nation, I think, coming under the judgment of God. We're being destroyed. There is hope if we turn to God. There is hope if we cry out to God and ask Him to just give us Jesus, to turn from our sin and to cry out to Him. And so I believe the answer to our national dilemma, with the moral and spiritual bankruptcy, with the economic depression, with the environmental disasters, the Afghanistan, the wars and rumors of wars, I believe the answer to all that fundamentally is to get right with God, to turn back to God through faith in Jesus Christ. And I know the secular world, that's meaningless, but I'm just speaking to the church. I'm speaking to the people that call themselves Christians, that call themselves by God's name. We need to wake up, and we're asleep, and we're complacent, busy. busy, distracted, care more about some of these reality TV shows than we care about what God's Word says.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to come alive in our relationship with God. And so I offered this Just Give Me Jesus. It's an arena revival for women. We'll have it September 21st and 22nd. It will be held in Augusta, Georgia at the James Brown Arena. But for the first time, as you mentioned, we're going to offer it, we're going to live stream it. So anybody can pick it up on your computer. You can just go to the internet that day on our website, anngrahamlotz.com. You just go through that banner. It'll tell you exactly what you do. All you have to do is click a button, and you can be a part of Just Give Me Jesus. Or we're offering it to churches so that churches can, it can be a church-wide event so that you can come together in your church and watch on a big screen. And we're making that available free of charge. The revival itself is free. The simulcast will be free because I believe that time is very short. I believe we're living at the end of human history as we know it, and I base that on what Jesus said in Matthew 24 and what I see happening in the world. That's the subject of that last book, Expecting to See Jesus. And I believe now is the time to get right with God. Now is the time to cry out to Him and be strong in our faith. And if He's not coming back, if I'm wrong, He still comes for me at my death. So I want to be as strong as I can in my faith, as vibrant as I can. I want to be right with Him because I never know when I'm going to step into eternity. But I believe our world, unless we do have an outpouring of God's Spirit, unless Jesus comes back, we're getting ready to implode, and things will happen in our country we've never seen in America, not in my lifetime. And it's important that God's people don't implode with the rest of the world. We need to be strong in our faith. We need to know our God. We need to be able to share our faith with others. We need to be a strength to others. So right now that's what's on my heart, and I'm going through enormous personal struggles right now. My husband has adult 1 diabetes. It's just blown up in his face. So he's lost his sight in one eye. He's lost his kidneys. He's on dialysis 3 times a week. He's just gone through his 4th heart catheterization. So it's, you know, and my children have some health issues. It's not easy. But I'll tell you what, I love the Lord. I love His Word. I love His people. I love His gospel. I love sharing Jesus as much as I ever have because I believe it's been the answer for me. And therefore, I believe it's the answer for other people who also have just pressures and problems and everyday responsibilities and need to make sense of it all.
And that's one of the reasons I do the testimony program based on Revelation 12:11, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you are testifying to Jesus. You are testifying to the miraculous in your own life. You are testifying to the effects of having the richness of the word of God in you when you were married, 3 children, you still are, of course, but dissatisfied. You felt you were moving away from God. So you determined on your own, no matter who your father is, no matter who your mother is, or your spiritual legacy, that you, for yourself, needed Jesus. You needed to find out about the God that you serve. And as a result of that, Angel Ministries was born, and a worldwide ministry has been born, and Just Give Me Jesus revivals have been born. And God has put you on the platform of men of greatness. But God is using you, as your father Billy Graham said. He said, you are the best preacher in the family, Anne, and you are, but you're relatable. You've humbled yourself before God. You're teaching others how to do the same. And I just would like to, in our few minutes that we have remaining, Anne, I want to get your thoughts for our listening audience today. We are in a spiritual, political, and moral crisis today in our country. We have a critical election coming up in November. What needs to be the basis of our decision for putting a candidate in office? Is it his religion? Is it policy? What is it?
Well, I believe it's policy. You know, I think religion plays a role, and certainly I would want the president, if that's what we're looking at, a governor, a senator, to have a strong personal faith in God. But I'm going to look at his policies. I want to see how he's going to vote, the decisions that he would make. So I believe policies come first, and then probably the values that he holds. So I think that's very important. But I will tell you, Jensine, that I don't believe politics is the answer. And regardless of who we get in office in the fall, if what we're experiencing is the judgment of God. No politics can fix it. No vote can fix it. Mm-hmm. Only repentance of sin, only turning back to God can fix it. And that's where the church comes in, because it's the church God is looking at. It's not the secular world only. And I know the secular world's going to come under judgment, because you can't shake your fist in God's face as we are and get by with it. But and the judgment, by the way, is not necessarily raining down fire and brimstone. He just backs out of our lives. You know, so I think a lot of what we're seeing now is God just removing his hand of blessing from America and allowing us to experience what he's been protecting us from. Mm-hmm. So the economy doesn't work. The environment doesn't work. The politics doesn't work. We're polarized. We're fighting with each other. And what we're seeing is an absence of the presence and the blessing of God, because we've told him to get out. And so the antidote is not a political party. The antidote is to cry out and say, God, please come back in. We want to reaffirm that we trust in you. We put it on our coins, you know, so trust in God and one nation under God. We need to come back and put our faith in God and ask him for his blessing, ask him for his hand of blessing. So I believe it's very important to vote. I'm in the voting booth every time it's available. I vote absentee if I'm going to be on the road. I very much believe that's a privilege that we as Americans have that should not be ignored or neglected. But at the same time, my hope is not in that. My hope is in Jesus and in God's people called by God's name, humbling themselves, praying, seeking his face, turning away from their sin, repenting of their sin, because then he says that he will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sin, and then he will heal our land, that God's blessing on America depends on God's people getting right with God. So I don't look to the politics.
Amen.
I look to Jesus. But I know the politics is important, and I will vote, but I believe Jesus is the one. He's the answer, and he's who we need.
Well, Anne, what responsibility do pastors have to bring moral clarity to an immoral world?
Well, I think they have every responsibility. And so I remember Tony Evans had several great interviews when that marriage amendment came up. And he was interviewed on CNN. I saw him on CNN. I think I saw him on NBC and CBS. He was on quite a few programs. He's a pastor from Dallas, Texas. And he just was fabulous and says he never tells his congregation how to vote. He just teaches his congregation what the Bible says, and then he says you vote in line with what the Bible says. And so we're looking at a lot of things in our nation that are crumbling, they're not working, and it's because we've thrown away the manual.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Anne Graham Lotz, author of Just Give Me Jesus and Just Give Me Jesus Revival, soon to be held in Augusta, Georgia, this Friday and Saturday, September 21 and 22, 2012, at the James Brown Arena. You can learn how to attend or watch via simulcast. Anne, thank you for being with us today on Testimony. God bless you, your ministry, and we are honored. God bless you.
Thank you, Jensine, and God bless you.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.